It's the Shooting USA Podcast, SHOT Show Special 2013, coming to you live this morning from the Ithaca Gun Company booth. And I've got Mike Farrell and Jim Scouten on the mic. Welcome, guys.
Nice to be here. Of course, it's what we do.
Yeah, it's part of it. And it turns out people are really enjoying the podcast from the SHOT Show. We're getting a lot of traffic out of it, so that's always fun.
That's a good thing.
That is a good thing. Mike, I was looking this morning at the expanding line of 1911 pistols.
Oh, we're very happy to have those out this year again.
It's fantastic. There's an enhanced model now. That's the one that I'm going to be showing people on the show.
Mm-hmm.
Talk about a little bit about what's gone into that one.
That one, we have a lot of requests from the high-end shooters and also the left-handies out there, people left-handed at, to have the ambidextrous safety, the Hogue, the G10 grips, and, of course, the fine checkering that we're doing on the front of it that's not overly aggressive and cutting your hands up after you start shooting it. So it's been a big hit since we brought it out.
I think we're continuing to expand the line from Ithaca, but it's a really, really nice setup in the 1911s because these aren't hand-lab. These are, or they are hand-lab, but these are machined to very, very tight tolerances.
Right. And you remember, you've been to the plant and you saw how we make everything up there. You know, the machine is the real quality behind our product of what we put out there. You know, they're hunters, they're shooters, and they love their what they put in, their effort going into this.
Well, I think it shows in the product.
All right. Is that enhanced one available now?
Oh, yes. We've actually brought that out approximately about September of last year, and they just took off over the top.
All right, then it's $1,900 suggested.
Yes.
Retail.
Suggested retail.
Contact your dealer, as always.
Exactly.
Made in Ohio.
But tell us again about the high-end shotgun, the one that never was, the Phoenix.
The Phoenix.
It never was an original Ithaca, but boy, is it an Ithaca now.
Yes, it is. The Phoenix actually has been about a three-year project for us. It's the Over and Under, which Ithaca never made one back in the day. It was a project that we took on saying, here, we're going to build this and be 100% made in the United States as an Over and Under production shotgun. A lot of effort went into it, a lot of time, valuations. People have been seeing it for the last couple of years and demanding and asking, when? Well, we finally got the when part. We're starting to ship it here the second quarter of this year.
So it is perfected.
It is perfected. And a couple of things we're waiting on. Not bringing to market, we actually got a patent on that, which we were pretty proud of in this industry and this time of day.
It's good to be safe, too.
Yes.
As far as protecting your intellectual property.
Exactly, Jim.
Now, can we expect to see this shotgun involved in competitive trap shooting, competitive sporting clays, and so on?
Yes, you are. That's one of the points that we're going after, more so than the upland hunter out there, which we're working on developing that with a titanium type frame to lighten it up. But right now, the target is the trap shooters in the sporting clays.
I remember the story when you first started to show this Phoenix, that one of the high-end Italian companies came over, will go nameless, and said, you're not charging enough money for this guy.
That is true.
How is it positioned at the entry level? I know you've got a variety of grades in terms of engraving and so on.
Exactly, engraving the wood, what grade of wood, and so forth. Entry level on that one right now is right around $2,200.
He was right. That's not enough money.
Yeah, that's astonishing.
Okay, $2,800.
Well, no, we're not negotiating the wrong direction. So, podcast listeners, it's $2,200 for a Phoenix from Ithaca. And how do you go about finding one of those? I mean, that's not going to be sitting on the rack in every gun store.
No, it's going to be a slow rollout. Again, we're gearing up the machining cells in the centers back at the plant right now. So they'll actually start hitting the shelves, I'd say, about mid-year out there, and they'll be through dealer direct programs that we work with.
All right, so you folks out there listening, don't be in a rush to buy a quality Over and Under, because we think Ithaca is going to save you some money.
Well, it'll be there, and I think when people get the gun in their hands, they'll really feel what we're talking about.
You know what, it's funny, because I shoot a lot and I have owned numerous Over and Unders. Not just because we make it. I can actually hit things with this gun, which I've been out with Jim, so I know I can.
Right. Those are the good things.
Okay. I'll take the rap for that.
Well, there's one other thing I think that's notable from Ithaca, and that is the sponsorship of adaptive athlete Trevor Balcom.
Oh, yes.
Talk about that.
Yeah. You know, it tickles me to death to be involved with Trevor. You know, supporting the HAVA program and Trevor's ambitions out there into the sporting worlds and the hunting and shooting environment. But when I was with him, September, I think, of last year, down in Tennessee doing a handicap shoot, that we sponsored him. We put a Model 37 trap gun into his hands, and we'll get a single barrel, the Larrabee we have out, and also the Phoenix here in the future soon for him. But working with him and seeing what it takes to shoot out of a chair, and, you know, he just inspires the heck out of anybody you get around. And we love being associated with Trevor. He's so much fun.
That's fantastic. And I think it's interesting for him to apply his skills that he's built, because he's a very athletic guy, even after his injury, to apply his skills that he's built to actually participating in the shotgun sports, because there are a number of adaptive athletes participating in shotgun, and it's been fun for me to watch him grow into that role.
What really impressed me when I was down there that week with him was like, okay, Trevor, let's go out and we'll practice shooting. He just went round after round after round. And this is the first time he ever trap shot, you know, even before his handicap and everything else. And here's a guy within 3 days, he's shooting in the 80s. I'm going, give me a break.
It's not fair. It's not fair.
The man is a natural.
Yes, he is.
That's fantastic stuff. I know it's appreciated, and I know it's noticed by the rest of the industry, the fact that you've taken a role with him.
And you know what? We'd do it in a heartbeat. I mean, Trevor is such a great guy and to work with and a sponsor for this whole industry out there, you know, and also for the shooters that are in the wheelchairs. You know, he just drives them out there.
It's good stuff, man.
Yes, it is.
Fantastic.
All right. From the Ithaca booth.
That's right.
At the SHOT Show.
Live SHOT Show Day 2. It's just the morning, so look back for more updates. We'll be doing them all day.
Appreciate
Thanks, Mike.
Thanks, John. Thanks, Jim.